I'm really, really loving this girl. I am. I'm genuinely loving this girl. She is a whole nother thing outside of Corinne Jean-Pierre, but she is absolutely phenomenal. And she's saying that the Democrats no longer have any other hill to die on than to run in the victim Olympics. And then they need to hold themselves accountable for what it is that they've been doing to the American people. And so I present to you guys none other than my girl, Caroline. That's my homegirl right now. We go together online. Caroline, leave it, and she's going to explain to you exactly why the Democrats are so mad.
I'm at the White House press secretary to dig more into this and other issues. Carol, it's great to see you. It's good to have our own private briefing today.
It's great to see you too. Thanks for having me, guys.
So the Democrats are really screaming from the rooftops about Doge, all centered around Elon Musk and USAID. Here's just a little bit of what they've been doing in the past few days.
First and foremost, Elon Musk.
This is a dictatorship in the making. We're not going to have apartheid in America.
Hey, look at all of y'all black leaders. Look at all of y'all black government leaders. I have never seen y'all like to get on me for cursing, and I've changed my ways, especially on the Millionaire Morning Show. What happens on After Hours, I can't have no conversation about. But I've never seen more Democrats cursing and saying some of the most evil things than I've seen over the last 2 weeks. I've not seen more cursing and anger from people than I've seen over the last 2 weeks. All he did was go out there and be able to cut government spending to things that we don't want our taxpayer dollars to go to. Why are they so mad
anymore?
So here's the interesting thing. A Reuters Ipsos poll that was done right after the USAID news broke found that 56% of people would like to see all foreign assistance programs suspended.
Me too.
Which is leading a lot of people to say that the Democrats have picked a very weird hill to die on.
That's because there's no other hill to die on, because President Trump continues to deliver on the promises that he made to the American people on the campaign trail and going through the federal government line by line and making this government more efficient is one of those priorities and one of those promises that President Trump made. And as you just cited, John, 56% of Americans support freezing foreign aid. And I read a fascinating article in the Washington Post today. They interviewed voters in Pennsylvania, and all of them said that they support President Trump and Elon Musk's efforts to make this government more efficient. What President Trump and Elon Musk and this entire administration is trying to do is make our bloated bureaucracy here in Washington run like a profitable business. And every agency has been tasked with going line by line and ensuring that the American taxpayer's money is aligned with the American people. Interest. It's a common sense solution to fixing a decades old problem of bloated bureaucracy, waste, fraud, and abuse. And the vast majority of Americans support it. So the Democrats can hoot and holler all they want. This White House will stay committed to delivering on President Trump's priorities and being good stewards of the hardworking American people's tax dollars.
All right, Carol.
Why is that such a hard thing to stomach for people? Why are people so upset that Trump is actually freezing aid or freezing money going outside of the United States of America? Don't we all want this? Isn't it something that we all agree on?
Again, great to have you on the program, Sandra here. So as far as President Trump's federal bio offer, we know that expires at midnight tonight. The latest we've heard is that 40,000 staff have agreed to leave. Before I get to my question, is that still about the number right now, 40,000?
Yes. Last I checked with the Office of Personnel Management, it was more than 40,000 in counting. And I would add that we encourage federal workers who don't feel like showing up to the office to accept this buyout program. It's a very generous offer from President Trump in this administration.
I wonder if that's about the number where the president thought he would be right now, or perhaps that might be bigger. Reportedly, and we'll ask you to confirm if this is the case, President Trump is planning mass layoffs if there are not more who agree to those buyouts. Is that the case?
I haven't heard the president discuss that directly, so I can't confirm that. But like I said, we do know that more than 40,000 and counting federal workers have agreed to this buyout program. And they are looking forward, I guess, to having their 8-month paid vacation. The president made a commitment that he was going to encourage the federal workforce to return to the office. We know only 6% of federal workers are working in the office right now. That's unacceptable. And that's why the buyout program was offered.
Wait. Only 6% of federal workers is working in the office right now. Y'all still ain't went back to work yet. And y'all still trying to figure out if y'all want to take the buyout. Okay. All right. He already gave you an example. Rita, you should check out the pool area. It's dope. They got a bar over there and stuff like that. What you about to do right now? Oh, have fun. He already gave y'all an example by eliminating over 90% of everybody, over 95% of everybody at USAID. I think that the best thing for y'all to do, if you are a federal worker, I know it's a lot of people that's watching this, almost 6,000 people that's watching this on YouTube alone. If you are a federal worker, I would advise you to think long and hard about this buyout. And the reason that I want you to think long and hard about this buyout is this here. All right. Listen to me very careful. Listen to me very, very carefully. All right. Think about the department and the segment of the government that you work in. Okay. If it is anything like USAID, and y'all know, you know, if you ain't doing nothing, you know, if your department is trash. You know if your department is a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. You know if your department got a whole lot of waste. You know if it's a whole lot of y'all that ain't doing nothing on a regular basis. You know how much you go out and get your nails done during company hours. You know this. You know if you don't ever plan on going back into the office. You know that if you actually need to get out there and hustle and grind, if your man is going to be taking care of all of y'all. Some of y'all need to get y'all affairs in order. Think about it. Think about it. You're going to have to get your affairs in order. Do not sit here and wait to the last minute. They've been telling you this since before they won the presidency. You need to think long and hard. You got really two options. Either you can hope that enough other people take it to where then you're not affected, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your department is not going to be slashed. Why? Because if it's not actually adding value into the American economy, and it's not actually doing something that justifies the cost of you being on a job, then it's a strong possibility you can get laid off. Strong, and I mean strong possibility that you can get laid off. You need to really, and I mean really, really, really take this long time off and assess your life right now. Us as private workers, we always be on the chopping block. You know, they call us at-will employees. We are what's called at-will employees. If you're not a part of the union, it doesn't mean that you can't get laid off if you're a part of the union. They've always suffered also. They go through ebbs and flows and ups and downs. If you are a part of the private sector, you know that every single day, every single week, you got to put in time. You got to hustle. You got to show your value. You know that every single year we do evaluations. First, you got to do your own self-evaluation, and then it goes to your manager, and then your manager has got to say, you know what? You did right on this one. You did wrong. Acceptable, not acceptable. Overperformed, exceeded expectations, below expectations. You know, it's a lot of y'all that may be watching this right now that have experienced what it's like to be on a PIP, a performance improvement plan. And that's the step right before they follow you, you fire you. You probably got a 35% chance of still laying in the company. And so if you get a PIP, usually that means that you probably should start looking for another job. You getting paid, but you should start looking for another job. Every moment that you leave work, when you get home, you need to spend 3 to 4 hours looking for another job. That way that you're not having gaps in your employment, because it's a strong possibility you're going to get laid off. We've all been at-will employees, meaning that for any reason, for no reason, because they don't like you, because you're not as efficient as you used to be, because you're out of shape, whatever the reason is. For whatever reason, your breath starts stinking because you like to eat front butt. Who knows? For whatever reason, there has always been a possibility And when you wake up in the morning, that could be the end of the end. It's just the way that it is. If you're a contractor, most people get in the technology sector from a contractor, right? You go in as a contractor, you take a chance, you get a 6-month contract, a 12-month contract, 18-month contract, and then you hope to either renew your contract or hopefully you can get hired in as an employee. Always been an at-will employee. Y'all been sitting there enjoying life, judging us, having a lot to say on social media, thinking that you can say what you want to say when you want to say it, voting how you wanted to vote. You've been comfortable. And now everybody is going to have to pay the piper. I would encourage you guys to think very long and hard about what is about to happen, because it ain't no more safety nets.
I want to ask about the president's announcement at Gaza the other day, which seemed to take staff members by surprise. It's something that he had talked about, but they didn't know he was going to make an announcement. A few people I've talked to who worked there at the White House, when they heard that, they said, wait, what? I mean, it's an idea. Some people think that he's laying down the gauntlet to our allies to say, well, if you don't like this idea, have you got a better idea? But the question I have is, he went through the campaign saying that he wanted to get the United States out of its involvement in foreign entanglements. This would seem to be exactly the opposite of that.
I don't think so, John. The president has made it clear that he will not be sending boots on the ground at Gaza. He is not committed to that. He also has made it clear that American taxpayers will not be funding this effort. The president is trying to strike a deal to ensure that Gaza can actually be a habitable place for human beings who want to live in peace with real economic development. And President Trump is an outside of the box thinker. That's again why the American people elected him, because he has a different perspective to the foreign policy challenges that have been plaguing our world for many, many years. And so this is a great idea. And our partners in the region have begun to discuss it with this administration. We have the King of Bahrain coming to the White House next week. And the president has spoken to many of our partners and allies in the Middle East about this opportunity in Gaza.
Okay. In lines of all the spending cuts.
We get it. Shout out to Caroline, my girlfriend. I appreciate you for giving us an update on what's going on in these streets.